This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, I shared information on Stephen's life could be found in the New Testament book of Acts, chapter 6 through chapter 8, verse 2, chapter 22, verse 20. Let's collect the information to prepare for correlating it into an outline. To do a character analysis using the information, you'd include, he was a man full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom. He's further identified as being full of faith. As he served tables, he was full of God's grace and power, and did great things among the people. Opposition arose, but when they falsely accused him, they couldn't stand up against his wisdom or the spirit by which he spoke. When brought before the Sanhedrin, they looked intently at him and saw that his face was like the face of an angel. I kind of wonder whether they'd ever seen an angel. When given the opportunity to speak, he delivered one of the best summaries found in the Bible of the history of Israel, and concluded with the charge that their rejection of Jesus was rebellion against God's anointed Messiah. They reacted furiously, but he, being full of the Holy Spirit, instinctively looked up to heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at God's right hand, and told the crowd what he saw. As they dragged him out to stone him, he prayed, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." Then he fell on his knees and cried out, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." What an example of a spirit-directed and empowered witness, and only God knows the impact of that witness on lives around him on that day.